got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
I'm trying out being a shock jock. If you don't know what a shock jock is in radio worlds, it's where you just say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Don't care about how anyone else feels about it. And it's pretty shocking most of the time, right?
I mean, yeah, usually it's controversial statements.
Yep.
Hurtful. Yeah. I wouldn't describe you as a shock jock.
I'm the bad boy of Geelong's radio.
Okay. I don't care
what you have to say. And the last couple of weeks, I've been trying being a shock jock. Not all the time. I feel like that'd be a bit much. But I'm just dipping my toes in the water, just seeing what it's like. And because I have another big call. Another big call, Jess. And historically, everyone's terrified of my big calls. Because it's shocking, get
You've written it? Lightning
shocking.
Strike, yep. And yet that's the sound of thunder.
Lightning and thunder are the same thing.
But
lightning and thunder are the same thing.
Are they?
Thunder is lightning that's clapped far away.
Is that your big call?
No. No. A lot of people keep saying my big calls are all food related.
Okay.
How dare you put me in a box? Today's has to do with food, though. Jess, spaghetti, pasta. There's lots of different types. There's like tubular, there's spaghetti, thin spaghetti, fettuccine.
I'm a big fan of bow ties.
Whoever is eating tubular, put yourself into the police station.
Tubular? Is that like the long spaghetti with that's a tube?
Yeah, and like there's a hole in it, like a pipe. It's
but you use
ridiculous.
That for pastisto.
You're a pastisto. Don't talk to me. Unbelievable.
It's used in like a traditional dish from Macedonia. Anyway.
I don't care.
Go on.
Today my big call, and now I don't want to. I feel bad taking aim at my wife, but her favorite pasta is hideous.
Oh.
My big call.
Sure.
Is that angel hair pasta does not deserve to be on the shelf.
Wow.
Shocking.
Tim, I can't believe it. I agree with you. If anyone's favourite pasta is angel hair...
It's mushy.
They're lying to themselves.
It's mushy madness.
Why bother
even
having pasta if you're going to pick angel hair? What kind of sauce is it going to be able to collect? Yeah. None.
If you eat angel hair pasta, I don't like it. Shocking. Shocking. Absolutely. 52232955 is where you call and I don't care. And you tell us, how do you feel about my big call? My shockingly huge call that angel hair pasta is the worst type of pasta available. It is. If you eat angel hair pasta, I don't care.
I mean, you can call up on 52232955, agree with Tim, or don't. He doesn't care.
I don't care. Whatever. Lily from Finesford's given us a call. Not that we're really into it. Well, whatever, you know. Lily, what do you think?
Hi.
Do you like angel hair pasta or...?
No. Angel hair pasta and like spaghetti pasta, worst pasta, it doesn't pick up the sauce, makes it mess, looks everywhere, it's terrible. I'd have to say penne pasta is the best pasta.
Penne pasta,
all right, well, slow down, Lily.
Whoa!
Lily.
Well, show your work, Lily.
Picks up the sauce and, you know, doesn't make a mess, it's heaps better.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It is pretty good. I'll give you, penne's pretty good.
Do you think angel hair pasta is just spaghetti that was too thin? And they were like, we can sell this
absolutely.
To schmucks. We can sell this to like, absolute fools.
What is the point of it?
That's why they call it angel. Because they're like, ooh, maybe people will get into it.
You have to be dead to like it. Lily... Thanks for your call. Just three shocking people on the radio saying what they want without even caring. Am I right?
No problem.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
You know that a lot of my world is consumed by wedding planning currently.
Yep.
We're getting down to the nitty-gritty little details now, which I am loving. I love all these little bits and pieces that I get to kind of personalize and make our own.
Sure.
And I've been trying to convince my fiancé, Akshay, to let me have one song in particular, because I've taken real reign of the music. Obviously,
just the music, I imagine. You've let him have a go at the rest. You know, colour palettes, times, dates,
I've
clothes.
Asked him. He doesn't seem to have an opinion on anything else. When it comes to music, he's very opinionated.
Well, you can't come down the aisle to the Wu-Tang Clan, yeah. Jess. It's just, I know that he loves them, but I just don't know if it's appropriate on your big day.
We've already locked in a song for what I'm going to walk down the aisle to. We've locked in a song for our first dance.
Lovely.
The song that we're arguing about currently is our entrance to the reception. It's our first time being introduced as husband and wife. And I want to enter with a great song, a real uplifter, because we want to have we want to start the reception with a bit of a dance floor party.
Yeah, that
right?
makes sense.
And so there's a song that he will often play for me. Mm-hmm. When one of us has had a bad day, he'll be like, right, come here, we're going to have a little dance.
Yep.
And he puts on a great song.
The girl them skill art chick. Shandapal,
come and
give it to,
someone
give it to,
someone
give it
to. I love it. Now introducing, for the first time as husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. Kazi.
Yeah, and then you do some poses, and then you could do a whole routine.
Tell me this isn't the greatest entrance.
Gangsta. I love it.
Right? And so I thought, look, he's like, oh, I just don't think it's a bit silly. It's not serious enough.
It's meant to be something.
This is what I said.
Like, it's your rock star moment. This is the first time you'll ever be like a boxer or a wrestler or like someone on a stage in a band.
I think he's just freaking out because he's like my complete opposite. Does not like be the center of attention.
Right, okay.
Doesn't want the attention on him.
Okay.
So I said to him, like, you post to me any other song that is better than Shauna Paul.
Which is hard. It is just Sean Paul. Sorry, quickly. I know that he says Shauna Paul. But I think that's just some fun rap stuff going on there.
As my unofficial
man of honor.
Man of honor.
Unofficial?
Well,
weird.
I do have a maid of honor already.
Yeah. Me, right?
No.
Must have missed that anyhow.
I thought maybe I'd come to you, as you also know a thing or two about music.
My wife and I came down to a great song. It's like, you might not have ever heard it. This person's called Marcus E. King.
Right.
And he's got like a real jazzy blue, like rock song. And it was like a nice guitar riff. And it
sounded
really fun.
I remember it being
fun.
Like an epic moment.
I really wanted to come down to this.
Shazam
by Spider-Bait. And
introducing for the first time as husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. Cousin.
Yeah, so
it's
think
pretty good.
I think that could be. And look, you know, supporting Aussie music, I think that's... That's something. And I have been, because you kind of asked me, you're like, hey, get in the thinking space of this. So, you know, I've committed all of my life to this. So I have been thinking. I have two other strong options. One of
Hit
them is a
them.
Massive build. So now this, you might not remember this song, whatever. It was a big moment on my life. Do you remember, this? So it's by Tiny Temper.
I have no recollection. What is this song?
It's called Tsunami. And so so now your bridal party's coming out. They've got some sunnies on. Everyone's...
This is pretty cool.
Yep.
The lights are down. Smoke's going off.
Yeah, smoke's going off. You can wear, I don't know, you could have a cool crown on.
Okay.
And then it's building. Everyone's having a bit of fun. Like, oh, this is great.
Do
Jess
the introduction.
And Akshay.
Here we go.
All right. Coming out now for the first time, let me introduce you to the greatest man, brand new married couple in Australia, Jess and Akshay Kazi.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
I do. You know, so
I don't hate it.
It's something different.
I do not hate it, Jim.
And then finally, of course, there is, if you really want my genuine answer.
Oh my God. What the Rock is cooking. Introducing for the first time as husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. Kazi.
If anyone's planning a wedding and they don't use any of these songs, you're not having a wedding, you're just having a party.
Oh my God, why did I not think of the Rock theme song?
Yep, from his wrestling days.
I don't think I can use Shauna Paul anymore, Tim.
Yep. The temperature's turned in a complete different direction.
Listening the way home, listening to something.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
A bloke over in the UK decided to treat himself, right? Ordered himself a nice new laptop from Amazon.
Right, man.
Yeah.
I would never order something that expensive online.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I'd go in store for a thing like a laptop.
You just
physically see it and take it.
You don't trust it to be delivered to your house.
Oh, well, imagine how, like, it's not even the company's issue. Transport through the postal service. Ooh. That's scary.
Seems like he got a good deal, though. He spent nearly a grand, but brand new laptop. Not bad, right? So he opened up his package. He was super excited. He saw, you know, this two boxes on his doorstep. He was like, brilliant, here we go. Open it up. Couple of boxes of Weetabix.
Ah, not Weet-Bix.
Not Weet-Bix.
Weetabix, our old friend from a few weeks ago.
Never heard of Weetabix before. And now all of a sudden... Twice in a week.
Everyone's talking about Weetabix, which is England's version of Weet-Bix, yeah.
And also, not a laptop.
Yeah, sorry, let's get back to that. I was excited initially about the Weetabix, and I feel like if I was him as well, opening that up, I'd be like, oh, you beauty, not Weet-Bix, Weetabix. Hey, hang on a second, where is my laptop?
It seems like he may have been scammed because the...
What? You sure?
The Weetabix was wrapped in such a way that it looked like it was a laptop. And as he was unwrapping it, he was like, hang on a second, Weetabix.
This seems similar to another Weet-Bix brand I know, but not the one that I love.
Well, this is the thing. I'm starting to think Weetabix have been in the news so much in the last couple of weeks.
Shell company. You're right. Set up by governments to trick us all.
Do you think that they are trying to do some, like, you know, guerrilla marketing where they're just like, we'll get in the news. People will be saying the Weetabix name.
I don't know. Because at the end of the day... If I've just spent $1,000 to get a laptop and Weetabix is like, lol, we don't sell laptops. Here's two boxes of what cost us 40 cents to make and produce. Ha ha. Love Weetabix.
Enjoy with milk.
You didn't get your laptop. I don't know if it seems like a scam.
Have you ever ordered something online and something else completely has arrived?
I have a big old no trusty with online ordering.
No trusty.
Yeah, even t-shirt sizings. It's so annoying.
Oh.
Because you're like, yeah, I'm a large mostly or a medium.
Yeah.
And you get it and it's a crop top. Why are you doing this to me, internet? And then you know how there's this thing on clothes websites?
Mm.
I imagine for people that do a lot of online clothes shopping, they might understand it better than
me.
Here
we go.
But they'll click on the section and be like, oh, here's the t-shirt. Here's the centimeter measurements of...
Yeah.
What?
Don't you have a tape measure?
Not for my... I have like
for your
a...
your body.
I have like a tape measure that I measured my rug today before I put it in my ute. But I wouldn't say it was a seamstress's measuring tape. You know?
Yeah, because I do a lot of online ordering, so I know my measurements.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
But once I ordered a jumper, and it was so cool, Tim. You would have loved it. It was a Pepsi Max jumper.
Stunning.
And I was like, I'm so excited to wear this for my love of Pepsi Max. And I ordered it, what I thought was a 3XL, because I wanted it a little bit oversized. And I wanted...
A bit baggy, yeah, cool.
Yeah, and it came, and it could only be described as maybe a 6 or 7XL. Like, it is a tent.
Oh, right.
It was...
You have slumber parties.
I had
in
an
there.
Extra 30 centimeters on each arm.
Wow.
I went all the way down to my knees.
You look like a toddler wearing their parents' clothes.
Genuinely. I put it on. Akshay, my fiance, could not stop laughing. He could
Fair
not
enough.
Stop laughing at me.
Fair enough.
This is the thing. Sometimes you order something and something completely different arrives.
Right.
Maybe you ordered a laptop and a box of Weetabix shows up.
That is a bad example. Whoever this bloke is, that is an unfortunate situation for him.
52232955. What did you order and what arrived?
Yep. Azza has given us a call from Hamlin Heights. Good afternoon, Azza. What did you order and what did you receive?
This is back when the iPhone Xs first came out. Went through Telstra online and ordered a phone, and that was right. And about a week later, it came back. Got sent out, and yep, great, no worries. Anyway, the next day, another phone came. I'm like, man, what's going on here? They've sent me two phones. So I rang up Telstra and I said, oh, no, look, you guys have sent me an extra phone by accident. You know, oh, no worries, we'll get someone to call you back and, you know, we'll get it all sorted out and get you to send it back. Nothing. So the next day, I called them. I said, oh, I rang yesterday, you know, you guys, you know, sent me an extra phone, same story.
Please don't charge me for this phone. Them,
yeah. But after calling them three times, no one got back to me, so we ended up keeping the phone and ended up with both phones.
That's
such a good deal.
That is a better case scenario, Azza. So did you just give it to, like, I don't know, a family member, a partner, someone you know, a mate?
Yeah, I just gave it to my partner at the time. I'm like, yeah, I don't want it. You have it, you know, just gave it away.
It's like the best quality burner phone in the history of the world, Azza. Great. Azza, thank you very much. Have you called us on that phone right now? Is that the deal?
Yeah, you still hanging out on an iPhone X?
No, I've got a S23 Ultra now.
Bloody da. As a, no wonder you're living in Hamlin Heights, looking down on all of us up there with all your phones. Everything must be very well off in the Hamlin Heights household. It's very, like, it's a lower level, but last year, Jess, I wanted to surprise my wife with a like a personalized water bottle.
Yeah.
With her name on it.
Of course.
And then the water bottle that I got was Sasha. And then my wife's like, who's Sasha? And I'm like, whoa, no, hang on a sec. This is...
She's my other wife.
Yeah, you wouldn't understand it, number two. Number one still means something to me as well.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, you and I have been hunting this week with the Australian reality TV show Hunted Australia hitting our screens back on Monday night.
It's honestly just one of those shows that is addictive. The minute you start watching, you're like, I could do this better than these people.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's like watching the Olympics and you're like, I could weightlift that.
We've been getting everyone from the K-Rock team to come in here and say how they would try and evade the police. Because essentially, you're dropped in the middle of Melbourne. You've got 21 days. If you can last it, you win a share of like $500,000 or something along those lines. Yesterday, we had Benny from Work Days. Today, we've got Loggie from The Brekkie Show. Loggie, thank you so much for coming in to chat about this very important topic.
Well, no, you're welcome. I tried to hide from you both. And so thank you so much for getting me back in the afternoon,
you're the best.
When I've told you specifically, this is my nap time.
Well, I'm sorry for interrupting nap time.
This is it precedents nap time because we're trying to figure out, Loggie, how you would survive if you dropped in the middle of the city. Where would you go? What are you doing?
What's his vibe? Hang on, what is it?
This is detective vibes.
Yep.
Is
it? Because no, Jess and I are detectives.
Can you turn it up a little bit? So
Okay. Well,
so, I didn't expect Loggie to get so sexual about this.
Right. Well, hang on, that's
Lauren.
Lauren. What?
We're
That's
hunting
how I'm
you.
Gonna evade.
Okay, with your body.
Use her wiles.
So I'm going to use my sexuality.
Right. Well known on The Brekkie Show to be the sex appeal of the...
Okay, so this is what I do.
After camera bling, of course.
Yeah. So I'm in Melbourne and they think she's going to leave Melbourne. No. I'm now the new singer at the latest jazz bar. Called Cat Jazz, right?
So you've opened the bar.
No. Sorry. There is a bar in Melbourne called Jazz Cats.
Okay.
Right.
But I was trying not, you know what I mean? Cat Jazz. Okay, I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay. So you're going to Cat Jazz.
Yep.
I'm Cat Jazz.
Yep. Yeah.
And number one, it's a bar.
Okay.
Like in the streets of Melbourne, like underneath the streets. Mm-hmm. Like there's stairs down. There's a lot of smoke in there. There's people playing the boom, 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 boom.
Like what we're listening to right
Beers,
now.
The bass. No one's going to notice the girl in the back going...
You'll be scatting up
on
stage.
Oh, so you're on the scat chick.
You're also performing.
But is there
a
chance...
Yeah, but like as like someone else.
Is there a chance that you become so successful in your scat group that that maybe off the clock the police officers go to Cat Jazz and they're like, hang on.
This Wait girl, a second.
This scatter looks familiar.
Okay, you be the judge.
Okay.
I think I'm safe, okay. Jim.
Do you think they would avoid her? Like, I know she's in the room, so it's about
I
to call
think
her.
They're going to go, day one, this one will be easy to catch. Let's go for someone else.
Yeah, leave her to last. Yeah.
And we'll find her eventually, because we will find her.
Yeah.
Very easily.
We know she's a Cat Jazz. Yeah. She's
not, we watched her get there on the train on all of our CCTV cameras. And we've been watching her performances every night.
So essentially, your ideal scenario is to turn into Victoria's Sophie Monk and try and evade
yes, but
then, law enforcement.
But then it comes down to it, right?
Yeah.
So they've left me there because I'm safe. Then it comes down to me and the other guy or girl. And then I'm like, use my sexuality again.
Right.
And I just, and I'm just out of their capture. You can't hunt what you want sexually.
Right.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
So they give up the chase because they're like, I'm in, no, I love you.
Yeah. And then I'm like, boom, scammed. I've won Hunted.
Right.
And I'll be like, come away with me. And we'll spend the money
your
together.
Your poor fiance Jimmy is just.
I don't know if anyone heard Benny's.
It's so different. Benny just said he'd get on a train.
Oh, that is so Benny.
And I honestly thought that Ben would lose. But
yeah, we had Ben last. Last of last.
So far, we're going to have to put Ben in first place and Loggie in second place.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Okay. Underdog, underjazzed. winning hunted.
All right. Well, it's an easy catch for us. Loggie, I understand now why it was so critical we haven't interrupted nap time. And that's honestly, it's our bad.
Hopefully, Loggie will go home and get some sleep.
Yep.
And be better tomorrow morning.
More hunting tomorrow on the show.
Look out for her sexuality, though.
Tim and Jess.
Goodbye. All thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.